Senator Don DeWitt joins us now on WGN. Senator, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. Good morning.
33rd District, West Dundee, right?
My office is based in West Dundee. I live in St. Charles.
Okay.
So I am sitting at ground zero, if you will, for mitigation measures that have been in place in Kane County since a week ago Friday and going into McHenry County starting Saturday evening.
What do you think of the governor's orders?
Well, I'm very disappointed, as many of the issues you were talking about earlier. The mayor of Orland Park put out a very interesting message to on YouTube to not only his constituents, but to folks all across the state. Look, Republicans in the House and Senate for months have been asking the governor to detail for us the science and data that they continually reference in making these determinations about which segments of our economy in the state he's choosing to shut down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of debate about what that science is made of, how the data is comprised. He's not sharing it. That leads to skepticism on the part of a classic example, the mayor down in Orland Park, skepticism among legislators on both sides of the aisle, I would add. I have many of my colleagues on the Democratic side who are equally as concerned that these decisions are being made without showing the data science that they hang their hat on to make these determinations.
One of the data points that the mayor of Orland Park pointed to was something he found on the DuPage County website, which there said that the transmission rate of COVID-19 in that county only happens at restaurants less than 2% of the time. Less than 2% of the cases they trace to restaurants. I'm not sure there isn't overlap. Like maybe I got it at a senior center and then I went to a restaurant, or maybe I got it at a party at home and then I went out to a bar, or vice versa. But that's on their website. So he's like, okay, Governor, what's your number? And tell us how you worked it so that we can't have restaurants. If you're over 8%, and we are now, then that's the number. But he feels that 8% is arbitrary, and it's only 1.7% or something like that in restaurants. Here's what I hear, Senator. Then why don't you do something about it? Why hasn't the legislature done something to limit his power to issue these 30-day executive orders?
Well, to your first point, John, regarding the DuPage County data, that is a classic example of the mixed information and, frankly, the mixed data that has started entering into this whole ongoing science and data conversation. I think if you heard what Dr. Arwadi with the city of Chicago had to say the other day, she came right out and said that their contract tracing program that they're operating independently of the state of Illinois would suggest that the bulk of the conveyance of the virus is actually happening within private gatherings,
yeah,
within private homes.
I understand that.
Another mixed message and another data point that seems to be overlooked. Republicans and Republicans at least have been asking for hearings in Springfield. The cry started last May during the last week of session. You have to remember that Democratic control of both houses is typically what dictates what gets put on a daily agenda schedule or a committee schedule that's going to be heard. As long as they are controlling that agenda process, they are purposely shutting out Republicans from the debate and having
the
an opportunity to hear in detail what is the information that the administration
Senator,
is using.
When is the last time that you all met? When is the last time the legislature met?
The legislature met the very last week of May.
May, all right, hold on. But that's so May, June, July, August, September, October. So 5+ months ago you all met. When are you scheduled to meet again?
We are currently scheduled to meet the middle of November, starting November 16, 17, 18.
Why are you all waiting so long? Wouldn't it be possible to have some sort of special session so that the legislature could do something about this?
Couldn't agree more. Only leadership in the House and the Senate can call special sessions.
So if Mike Madigan doesn't want an earlier session, then we just have to sit there and wait?
Precisely.
And if Mike Madigan does call a special session, or we wait until the middle of November, hell, it's the end of October, I guess we can do that. Will this be an issue that's somehow voted on or discussed? Shouldn't the legislature, the people we vote for, shouldn't they be the ones that either issue the orders about business openings, or shouldn't they be the ones that grant the governor the right to take control of the state indefinitely?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is, in fact, the legislature that can, in fact, take this action should constituents across the state want that action taken to take the control away from the governor. But again, until leadership in the House and the Senate, Speaker Madigan, Senate President Don Harmon, until they choose to make the decision to call those meetings, either committee meetings or special sessions of either body, those discussions are not taking place. Our leader, Minority Leader Bill Brady, yesterday called once again for hearings in November during veto session to have the governor present this data and information they're using to make these decisions.
Senator Donald DeWitt's on a phone line, 33rd District. He's West Dundee is where his office is. Geneva, did you say? No, St. Charles. St. Charles is where you make it.
Correct. Geneva's in my district. And Foxfire Steakhouse has been in the news lately. They were the business that took the high road. They took the governor to court in Kane County. Judge Kevin Bush granted their temporary restraining order. At this point in Kane County, at least, and in McHenry County soon to be, Foxfire is the only restaurant in business today operating in an absolutely legal fashion.
Well, that's true. They are operating in a legal fashion. Senator DeWitt, I have less than a minute left now. Do you support the actions by Foxfire Restaurant?
Well, I do support their actions because they have the constitutional right to pursue.
I get that point, but I'm asking you, do you think that businesses should defy the governor's orders?
You know, I would never suggest that the business should defy orders, but again, there are remedies available to businesses to try to find ways to legally get around those orders. And any of these hearings that have been filed over the last several months, or filings that have been made by businesses, most of them have been overturned once they've reached the next level in government.
Yeah.
But one of these days, I understand there are in excess of 30 restaurants in McHenry County in the process of putting together a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, I've seen these lists.
To file the same action that Foxfire did.
I'm out of time, Senator Donald DeWitt, 33rd District, West Dundee. Okay, well, I thought I'd put a Republican on for obvious reasons, but I'm going to get a Democrat on tomorrow or the next day, sir, and we'll ask them some of these same questions, okay?
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise.